This evening on Culture File, we're beaming into Lower Manhattan, or, you know, Skyping if you want to get all prosaic about it, to the home of Roman Milicic, one half of fashion house House of Deal. Famed for their high-vis clients like Lady Gaga, Roman and his partner are even more remarkable for both having studied philosophy rather than fashion. Roman talked to Culture File about his mad scientist fashion project Style Wars, as well as his latest diversion from the path of couture, Apes a Go-Go, a children's book.
I'm in New York City. I live in Manhattan, right at a very bustling street on 26th and Broadway. I'm just going to turn my computer so you can get a little view out the window. It's downtown Manhattan. It's really where everything goes on. I'm actually sitting in my... it's a live-work... loft, you know, it's a loft that goes throughout the entire building. So I've got windows on both sides, and on the one side is where I do my fashion stuff, and on this side is where I do my my writing, and that's how I live. I can't work to music. I love listening to music, but I can't, the moment I'm thinking about something, I have to just have silence and. Or at least, at the very least, I blank everything else out. You know, I tune everything else out, and I'm just only thinking about what I'm thinking about. So I'm not really that kind of person who can listen to music. I love music. I guess I have to admit I'm one of those people who's usually listening to the same stuff I was listening to, you know, when I was 15 years old. That kind of stuff, you know, sinks its claws into you, and you always end up going back to it. So if I'm listening to anything, it's the Smiths and The Cure and things like that. It's kind of alt rock from the late 80s. For us parents, reading to our children is also about telling them how we felt, how we lived at their age, you know, which was before, you know, the iPads and helicopter parenting, and you know, there's just that timeless quality of being a child. Richard, my illustrator partner, and I, Richard and I had discussed doing a book about, you know, oversized apes, Kongs, if you will. Well, we couldn't call them Kongs for legal reasons, thanks Universal Pictures. So I came up with The Really Great Apes, you know, which I actually prefer. Thumping Great Ape, Mucky Great Ape, and so on. You know, when I was a kid, I'd clomp into the kitchen trailing mud, and my mum would say, "Oh, you great mucky ape, you daft ape." I don't know why I'm giving her a northern accent right now, but you know, that's where that came from. So that's how I came up with, like, Thumping Great Ape and stuff like that. And what is Apes about? You know, there's a persnickety town mayor who likes things just so. And then a gang of amiable apes who love to help out, you know, but their oversized solutions, you know, cause more trouble than they solve. You know, it all starts with, I guess, the mayor is bemoaning that there's this tiny flower out of place, and then it all ends up in complete destruction. You know, just when you think it couldn't get any worse, you know, of course it does. To me, a children's book is like a puzzle. You know, it's like a Rubik's Cube in 600 words. And once you've found your idea, thing that you want to write about, you know, to some extent, there is only one perfect solution. And it's a case of getting there. I'm a puzzle solver. You know, so whether it's writing a book or designing a dress for Lady Gaga or inventing a new board game, I approach it like there's a right answer out there and I just have to chip away till I find it. You know, I'm not too bad at crosswords either, actually. You know, so it's definitely about finding that thing that makes sense every which way you look at it. I really hadn't even heard of Vogue magazine until I met my wife about 12 years ago. But she dragged me kicking and screaming into the world of fashion. And it did seem like the point of least resistance into, you know, creativity. If you have a really good idea in fashion and you live in New York, there seems to be lots of opportunities to get those ideas out there. So my wife MJ and I started a company called House of Deal. And,
you know, we started making fun clothes, and we would wear them out, and then people would see them and say, you know, can I borrow one for a music video? You know, what's great about New York City is you are always just one step away from people who are doing something, you know, really meaningful. They're making movies, they're making music, you know, so all you have to do is just go out, you know, flaunting what you've created, and somebody will come over and ask to borrow it, and that's really what happens. So, you know, we started making clothes for music videos, for Gwen Stefani, for Eve, for Lady Gaga, and you know, so that's something that keeps me busy quite often, is making really interesting outfits. I made a piece recently from X-rays. I made another piece from zip ties, which are these little plastic things that you you use to tie cables together. I've always liked to invent new things, you know, and love to take things that already exist and turn them upside down. And I'm the co-founder of a new art form called style battling. It's basically MC battling meets high fashion. We go to different cities around the world, and we challenge designers to get up on stage and battle each other head to head, to make fashion live in front of an audience in under 5 minutes. And, you know, we tell them, you forget everything that you ever knew about fashion and fashion design. You know, you're going to get up there, you're going to have a model, and we're going to give you some, you know, any kind of materials, your household materials and weird and wonderful things. And then you're going to take those things and you're going to cut them, burn them, turn them inside out, upside down, and going to make some amazing piece of fashion. And it's something that I used to do myself, just and a few other people used to do in their bedrooms and their basements. But now, you know, we've taken that amazing skill and turned it into an art form.
Roman Milicic there with a formula for pop couture children's literature, and Roman's book is called Apes A Go-Go.